Hey there, and welcome to this introductory lesson to freelance writing from A to Z. We're going to talk about what is freelance writing. What am I talking about when I talk about freelance writing? So here's what I'm talking about in this course. For the purposes of this course, freelance writing means basically blogging for hire. That's what we focus on. It's the writing style that we have. It's the type of client hunt that we are conducting, paid blogging. Getting paid to write things for company blogs or for an entrepreneur's blog. We are not talking about things like copywriting, doing sales pages, writing web copy, press releases, or even running your own money-making blog and being a blogger in that sense. We are not bloggers, we are bloggers for hire. Some of us are bloggers also, but this course is about landing work as a blogger for hire. Copywriting and specializing in sales pages or press releases or whatever, those are definitely considered freelance writing if you do them on a freelance basis. But they are not what we're talking about in this particular course. We are talking about blogging for hire. So why are we talking about blogging for hire? I picked this as my entry point because it has such a low barrier to entry. There's a low risk associated with it. The startup costs are minimal. They're very, very low. And the returns that you can make as a freelance blogger are pretty good. Now, this is not the best way to make money as a freelancer if what you're looking at is solely the money that you'll make. But I think it is definitely worth a shot. I think it is a great way to get started. It's a good test to see if freelancing is going to work for you. Now, if the money's not there, but the interest is, maybe you look at other opportunities that are going to pay you better. And freelance blogging will open the door for some of those opportunities. Many of the skills that you develop as a freelance blogger, or a blogger for hire, are going to overlap with the other freelance gigs you need, both on the running your own business, finding clients side, and on the content production, and this is what it's like to create a deliverable for a client production. Your writing chops are going to get better, your pitching skills are going to get better, your understanding of what people are doing with the copy that you write will get better, and you'll be much better positioned to move into other better paying types of freelance writing when you start as a blogger for hire. But if you decide that freelancing, or at least freelance writing, is not right for you, you haven't lost too much. So beginning, intro copywriting programs are pretty pricey because copywriting is pretty lucrative. Blogging for hire can be lucrative. I know people who make six figures just as bloggers for hire, but it's not really the fast way to make money, to make lots of money. You're not going to have a five-figure month as a freelance blogger by picking up your first, two gigs. Whereas as a copywriter, you may be able to do that if you end up being a really good beginner and if you've had really good training. But you don't need lots of high-dollar training to be a blogger as long as you have some of the basics down, which is why I think this is a great way to get started. So in this course for freelance writing, specifically blogging for hire, we focus on how to write a blog post, so how to actually do the thing that we're doing. How to find people to pay you to write those blog posts, so how to find your clients and how to pitch. How to start freelancing without losing much of your time, your money, or your mind. We are primarily moms, and we don't have a whole lot of time or money or sanity left. So this course focuses heavily on how to get started in a way that allows you to get started quickly without dumping a bunch of time and resources into the effort. We focus on not going it alone. There's a Facebook group where you can post questions and get feedback, and there's also, you have full access to me. You can send me an email anytime, and I will respond to you as much as I can, as best as I'm able. If I get a lot of similar questions, I will hop in the group and just do some on-the-spot group coaching. I am a resource. You are not doing this alone. And finally, as I kind of referenced before, we focus on making this work in a particular situation that isn't really often talked about, specifically at-home motherhood. So a lot of freelancing advice is given and used by people who either don't have small children at home, or they are single and unattached and have far fewer responsibilities than the typical parent does. And that's just a reality, and it's not a judgment, but it is a reality. We don't have 8 hours a day to dump into making or building our business. We can't pull all-nighters. We can't spend the whole weekend working on our business. You know, we have pockets of time, and so we focus on how to make those pockets of time just as effective as some of the other strategies out there that aren't really accessible to us. So all of that said, blogging for hire, I think, is the best way to begin, but it really is just the beginning. You can hunker down and be a blogger for hire for years, or you can use this as a springboard to learn the landscape, see what you like and what you don't like, figure out where you burrow down, and then become an expert copywriter. You may want to turn your blogging profits into training, more in-depth training for a specific type of writing that comes with better rates, you know, or you might get comfortable here and just want to stay here for a while. It really is just the beginning, but I do think it is the best way to begin. So that is why we are beginning here. That said, if you need to make a lot of money fast, and you can dump $500 or $1,000 into an A-plus copywriting program, that might be a better way for you to start. But a lot of us are not in that position, so I just want to put that caveat out there. If you are in that position and you know you want to do copywriting, and you have the money and the resource to do 2 months of training before you get started, go for it. More power to you. But if you want to build something that is bringing in a side stream of income relatively quickly that you can mold around your kids and has a low barrier to entry, this is where we are. And I'm glad that you're here.